Hello, and welcome back to the Lucky Girl Podcast, your go-to podcast for creating your dream life. I'm your host, Lexi Prieto, and I hope you're ready to enter your luckiest era ever. Welcome back, Lucky Girls. I am so excited for this episode. This is the final part in our It Girl series. I have been loving this series. I have been loving learning more about confidence and learning more about what it takes to become an It Girl and how we can transform our daily lives into our It Girl itineraries. I have been so excited. I've been doing my research. I've been walking in it. I've been acting in it. It has just been the most fun. This series is probably my favorite series I've ever done. This is technically, I guess, the first series I've ever done, but we have had a lot of like two-part episodes. But this one has just been so fun. I really have been having the time of my life. Honestly, it has just been such a cool, exciting experience to revamp my mindset and reshift my confidence and remind myself who I am and how powerful I am and get to share that with you guys and, you know, help you guys as well. Before I get too deep into the final part of the It Girl itinerary episodes, I want to go ahead and get our social medias out of the way. If you want to stay up to date on everything podcast, we do our weekly recaps, we do our Lucky Girl affirmations. I make it very cute, very aesthetic there. If you ever want to post it on your story, that is a perfect place. It is Pinterest personified. It is going to be at Lucky Girl Pod. That is going to be LuckyGirlPod. Lucky Girl Pod. Now, if you want to follow my personal Instagram, stay up to date in the Lucky Girl's life, everything that I'm doing, everything that I post, I am chronically online. I love posting for you guys. Go ahead and follow at Lexi G Prieto. That is LexiGPrieto. And if you guys are a fan of my content and you want to follow on more, I also have a YouTube channel as well as a TikTok, and I even have a Pinterest. So if you want to follow those, it's going to be the same handle, Lexi G Prieto. But I made it super duper easy for you guys. So if you follow me on Instagram, you can click the link in my bio and it'll send you to all my other pages, which is really cool. Now that we have that out of the way, I am so excited to hop into this episode. I'm so excited to get into our Lucky Girl segments. If you are new to the podcast, first of all, hi, welcome, and thank you for being here. I'm so excited that you're ready to enter your luckiest era ever and start your journey on becoming the It Girl and becoming the best version of yourself. This is a great episode to hop into because you have so many episodes before this if you want to binge, because I am a serial binger. Whenever I listen to podcasts, I'll find one that I really like and I'll be like, okay, yeah, no, I have to listen to every single podcast episode, and it keeps me busy and I love it. So this is a perfect one to get into. This episode is going to be titled Walking Like an Angel. So with this It Girl itinerary, my mindset has been so like, I've been thinking about Victoria's Secret angels. I've been thinking about confidence and models and catwalks and, you know, just that Pinterest aesthetic of what an It Girl is. And there's a TikTok sound that I have been thinking about this entire series. And it's like, people keep calling you this phrase, the It Girl. What do you think about that? And she's like, well, it's very flattering, like whatever. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. If you are also chronically online, you should know what I'm talking about. But that's exactly what I've been thinking about this entire episode. Like, people are calling you the It Girl. Like, people are noticing how confident you are. And actually, very funny story. Just a couple days ago, I was at work, and my work has kind of like a sloping ramp that gets to kind of like where this person stands, right? And one of my coworkers was standing there, and I was walking down the ramp. And he started laughing, and I was like, what? And he was like, why do you walk into every single room like you're walking down a runway? And he said it as a compliment, and I was like, oh my God, is that my It Girl energy showing through? Because obviously I'm going to walk into every single room like I'm walking down a runway, because I am walking into every single room like I am an angel. And that is what this episode is about. I'm very excited to get into that. Before we get in fully to this episode, let's go ahead and get our Lucky Girl segments out of the way. So for the Lucky Girl segments, we always have three, and it is just a great way for you guys to get to know me more, get to know the things that I take from life, the things that I enjoy doing. You guys get to know what I'm obsessed with. It's a great way for us to connect with each other. I'm thinking about starting a Discord channel or Trinity Tondelier of the Wellness Cafe podcast. She has another one that's similar to the to Discord. I don't remember what it's called, but it's a forum where all the lucky girls can hop on there together and we can make friends and we can all do this together. So if that sounds like something you want to do, leave a review on this podcast episode. Let me know that that is something that would be so cool to you, because also I think it would just be so awesome to surround ourselves with like-minded individuals. And as the podcast grows and as it continues to get bigger, we can create a community where we can actually talk to each other and, you know, make friends. And maybe there'll be people that are in your city that listen as well. And I just think that would be so, so dope. So let me know if that's something you want to do. However, getting into the lucky girl segments, let's go ahead and start with the weekly recap. So I always start with what I've been going through this week. So this week in California, it has actually been the most deadly heat wave, guys. It has been so bad. It has been so hot. It is, for where I live, it has gotten up to 110, which is actually treacherous, and not like Arizona or Nevada where it's dry heat. It is humid as sin. It is so bad. And if you guys know me, I have naturally curly hair, so the humidity has done nothing for my hair. It has done nothing for my body. And my friends all know this about me, so you guys are my friends. I'm going to tell you guys as well. One of my worst personality traits, something that I continuously work on, is I catch an attitude so quickly when it's hot outside. Like, it's miserable. Like, it's so bad. Don't be around me when it's hot, because I will be the first to admit it. It's such a red flag. It's such a toxic trait of mine, but I hate when it's hot. I catch an attitude when it's hot because I'm like, why is it hot? And I get so frustrated and I have no grace or tact or energy to like deal with people when it's hot. So with me working this entire week surrounded by people, oh my God, I have really like held back and I've been like, okay, Lexi, you're a nice person. It's the heat talking. Do not react the way you want to react right now. So that has been so fun. It has been so hot. Talking about work, I have been working so much lately. I worked overtime last week because we get paid for holidays and it was Labor Day. So my paycheck was very, very nice. I was very happy. And I actually got something, I don't even know how I would describe it. It is basically like Employee of the Month. I had gotten it at my job, and as you guys well know, as we talked about this many episodes ago, I had just recently moved to a new department. So I've been in this department for only about 3 months, and I am the first person with the least amount of seniority to get it. No one has ever gotten this Employee of the Month thing. It's called something different, but I digress. No one has gotten it without being there for quite a while. So I was the first one to get it. And it was honestly as embarrassing as it was, because I was like, oh, Employee of the Month, that's kind of cringy. But it honestly made me feel really good about myself, because it reminded me that anything, absolutely anything I've ever put my mind to, I have succeeded at. And this includes this job that I have. So it's really cool. It was a great honor. And I am very, very excited to have that title. But moving on from work, I also, this week, I booked a plane ticket. Your girl is traveling. I'm so excited. I am visiting my family in Virginia. It is my first time seeing my family in 3 years, which, speaking of 3 years, today is also, I'm recording this on Thursday, September 12th. Today is my 4-year anniversary of moving out to California, which is the coolest thing in the world. But I haven't seen my family in 3 years. I visited them the first year I came down here. I flew down there for Christmas 3 years ago. So I have not seen them in 3 years. This is the first time I'm going to be seeing them. This is the first time I'm going to be seeing my new nephew. And I'm so excited. I'm visiting Virginia. I have been to Virginia before, but it was only for a couple days last time that I went down there. So I'm very, very excited to visit. I'm very excited to see my family. I'm very excited. We're going to take a trip to DC as well. And it's going to be a very fun vacation for me. I am so excited. I cannot wait. But that plane ticket was booked. Going back to the special of today, it's my 4-year anniversary of moving out to California. It has been such a thrilling experience to live here. And every day, every single day, I wake up and I open my eyes and I tell myself how grateful I am that I've made it this far, how grateful I am that this is my life. I look around my room, I look at my life, and I just think, wow, like, what a beautiful life that I live. How amazing is it? And it was all because of that one decision that I made when I lived in Florida, that I was going to take a leap, that I was going to try something, and I was going to move to California on my own, away from my family, financially independent, figuring stuff out. It was such a scary experience. And I try to think back to the mind of little 18-year-old Lexi, and I can't remember what made me so brave, because that is such a brave thing to do, to venture out on your own, being unafraid. And I remember being unafraid. I remember thinking, like, hell or high water, I am making it out here. I am making a name for myself. I am making a happy life for myself. And now here I am 4 years later, and I have, and I can honestly, truthfully say I have made a life for myself, and I'm so proud of my life, and I'm so proud of the people I've met along the way that become my family. And I just think that decision that I made as an 18-year-old, which 18 is quite young, if I never made that decision to take a leap of faith, to be unafraid, to be bold, to be, have that it girl energy before I even knew how to word it. If I never made that decision, none of this would be here. I would not be living the life I would be living now. I would be a completely different person. I would have never created a community like the Lucky Girls. It would have been so, so, so different. So every single time on my anniversary, my 4 years, this is the biggest anniversary I have in my life, honestly. Every single time, I just look back and think of how proud I am of that girl, of that 18-year-old who was bold enough. And I remember my dad fighting me on it. I didn't have a car when I lived in Florida, so he would drive me to work, and I worked as a server in this seafood restaurant, which, by the way, loved. Such good food. I digress. And I remember I had told him a week or two before I was actually moving. So I had the plane ticket. I just never told him. And then I told him a week or two before. And I remember every single day he drove me home, he would just be like, why, Lexi? Just tell me why. Why do you want to leave? He was like, I feel like you'll be happy here as soon as, like, you get a car, you start going to college. Like, why do you want to leave? And I remember not being able to give him an answer. And now I know that it's because I was being cosmically pulled towards California, because this is where my life is. This is where I'm meant to be. This is where my future and my passions and my purpose is. And I know that now. But back then when I was 18, I just told him, I was like, I just can't be here. This is not the life for me. Like, I just know where I live is just, it's not where I'm supposed to be. And I knew that from such a young age that was not where I was supposed to be. But it took such bravery and it took such strength to have the knowledge that I was probably disappointing my father, who raised me on his own, and I was leaving my family, who has always been by my side, to venture out on my own, to chart a very scary path, to do things independently, to be completely financially and mentally, situationally independent, was the scariest thing ever, because if I failed, no one could catch me here. It was just me. So that was just a very, very prideful thing for me. I'm so proud of myself. And like I said, every year on this anniversary, I am reminded how amazing that it is that I did that, and how Lexi, that 18-year-old Lexi, still lives within me. I still have that bravery. I still chart my own course, and how unafraid I should be to make changes, and how unafraid I should be to take leaps, because everything I've ever done, I have succeeded at. And that is what being an it girl is having that knowledge that you cannot fail at things. It's impossible. You, as a lucky girl, cannot fail, because If you fail once, you can always try again. If you keep on failing, try again. You can always pick yourself back up. But moving on from that love letter of moving out here, I want to get into the Lucky Girl obsessions. I have two. I will speed run them. The first one is Gilmore Girls. It is finally fall weather in California after that heat wave. It is so nice outside. It is the perfect time to defrost with some Gilmore Girls. I have been watching Gilmore Girls obsessively, and I love the outfits. I love the storyline. I love Gilmore Girls. If you have never watched it, I implore you. You will love it. It is such a good TV show. Moving on to the next Lucky Girl obsession, I have been absolutely obsessed with 80s music lately. I always say my favorite band is Fleetwood Mac, and that is so true. I love Fleetwood Mac. The Rumors album is top tier in my mind. It is wonderful. And I have a very wild card taste in music. I listen to almost everything. I even have like classical on my playlist. Like, I listen to everything, guys. But 80s have been my vibe for the past couple weeks, and it's been so... It has shifted my mind, and also it once again puts me in this it girl mindset, because this 80s music is so calming and so cool, and you know, it's like Alanis Morissette, Carly Simon, like these it girls that are like unafraid to speak on what they're thinking about, you know, and it's like they don't hold back, and I just love that energy. I think it's so cool. So I've really been in that, and I have been having the time of my life listening to 80s music. Moving on to the last Lucky Girl segment before we get into this episode, which you guys are all so excited about, I'm sure. Let's go ahead and talk about what has made me feel lucky this week. I wrote down one word of what has made me feel lucky. Two letters, actually. And that is AC. I have felt so lucky every time I've been in a store that has AC. Anytime I'm at a coffee shop that has AC. Anytime that I'm at work and there's air conditioning. Guys, that has made me feel the most lucky, because it has been miserably hot and we're finally cooling down. But yeah, AC has made me feel like the luckiest girl in the world. But now that we have the Lucky Girl segments out of the way, it is time to get into one of my favorite episodes I've ever written down. I'm so excited to talk to you guys about. Welcome to the final part of the It Girl Itinerary series, Walking Like an Angel. Okay, lucky girls. So, as I was talking about, walking like an angel implies supermodel. It implies the Victoria's Secret angels. And that's kind of what I wanted to play on, is walking like an angel. We are not actually going to talk about how to do your model walk, how to strut, even though that is a big part, and we will talk about this a little bit in the episode. However, when I say walking like an angel, I mean walking in your purpose as if the universe sent you into that room. So, in order to begin, we have to talk about how to figure out your universal purpose. In the last two episodes, we have talked about our mindset, we have talked about our manifestations, and now we are talking about how to cultivate that and become an angel it girl. So, first things first is I have two questions for you guys that need answering before we can continue. Now, these are very important questions. I want you to take your time with them. Grab a journal, grab a pen, grab your notes app, whatever you want to do. Take your time to actually answer these questions, because I promise you, once you answer them, you will have the tools to transform your life and start walking like an angel. So, the very first question is, what have you always been pulled towards? So for me, I feel as though there are four segments that you can be pulled towards in this life. Now, within these four segments, you have many, many, many things. Or I shouldn't say segments, categories. Within these four categories, you have many, many subgroups. But for me, I feel as though to narrow it down would make it very easy. So there's four things that you can be pulled towards. The first one is creating. Do you feel pulled towards creating? Within that, you can be an artist. You can be a journalist. Creating is whatever you desire. You can create things with your hands. You can create business models. You can be pulled towards business in a creating sense, like whatever. The first one is creating. The second one is teaching. Do you feel as though your leadership skills always outshine and you never miss an opportunity to help somebody, to teach them something that maybe they didn't know before. The third thing is entertaining. Do you feel as though you are pulled to brighten people's days, to make people laugh, to make people cry, to make people understand life a little bit better? And the fourth one is serving. Do you feel called to serve somebody? Do you feel called to help other people, no matter the cost of yourself? So those four, creating, teaching, entertaining, or serving, I want you to take your time and I want you to really, really think about what you have always felt magnetically pulled towards. And it could be more than one, and that is okay. We will narrow it down, I promise. But for me, it has always been entertaining. I have always loved making people laugh. I love dressing up and, you know, people commenting on my outfit. I love, and I do it for me as well, but it's also, you have to work with the inner world as well as the outer world. So I love the feeling of entertaining. I love the feeling that I get when I make someone's day better. I brighten someone's day by making a joke or just smiling or just being myself. I adore entertaining other people. And it doesn't even have to be other people. You enjoy just acting as an entertainer. You just are pulled towards that. So that's for me. But once again, you can be drawn to creating or teaching or entertaining like me or serving. And any of these are perfect. But really take your time. Really, really take your time to figure out what you feel pulled towards. Because this next question, you are going to need to be concrete about it. So for this next question, it is, what is one thing people always comment on? So in question one, that was all inner world stuff. What do you feel pulled towards? Like magnetically, like universally, what do you feel pulled towards? That is all your inner world, what you feel. It doesn't have to be what other people think of you. It doesn't have to be in question one. You don't need, oh yeah, like my parents have always said that I'm so good at teaching, but secretly I want to be an entertainer. What do you want to be? Because the second question is outer world. The second question is what other people think of you. So question number two is, what is one thing people always comment on? For me, what is one thing people always comment on? So for this question, this is your energetic field neon sign. This is what buzzes without maybe us even noticing. This is this big sign above our heads that people see probably before we do. It's what you exude without even trying. So for me personally, I have always been told that, and I talk about this a lot on the podcast because it's a very big pride point for me, but I am always told that I am sunshine, that people love being around me because it makes their day better. And, you know, they laugh and they smile around me and, you know, they just love being around me. That is an entertainer's aura, because when I'm around them, their day gets better. When I'm around them, they feel entertained, you know. And I do want to preface this entertaining as does not have to be for other people. You do not have to perform all the time in life, but if it's your natural aura of like you crack a joke here or there, or just your personality, or you know, people just like being around you, that is what I feel is entertaining. So for me, people have always, it has been my big neon sign that people just enjoy being around me because of who I am. And that's honestly such a good pride point for me, and I love that. And that is something that has been buzzing as a neon sign above my head. So I want you to take the time to think what your neon sign is. So for you, have people always commented, oh, your leadership skills are so like on point. Like you always are like just the first one to know what to do. Or people always comment, you're so helpful. You are so good at servicing and you are so good at putting yourself aside and worrying about other people. And like I said, once again, you do not have to be just one thing. I feel as though my leadership skills are on point. So I feel as though I also can teach and I love being creative. I can be that. You can be an amalgamation of all of these, but I want you to think of the ones, just one, that you feel more strongly pulled towards. So take your time. Think about what your energetic neon sign is. Once you have those two written and down, it is time to find your purpose. So finding your purpose is as easy as taking what you, your inner world, are pulled towards and what others, your outer world, have noticed in you. Because we do talk about this a lot, how everything goes through a filter within people's minds of what they think about you. But if you constantly, by different people from different backgrounds, from different lifestyles, get told something, it is obviously something in your aura. It is something that reflects in you. And I've talked about this before. I did an aura reading and my aura was yellow, which it makes so much sense why people are magnetically pulled towards me and why people are, you're so optimistic. You're like sunshine because my aura is yellow. So take both of these, what you feel you're pulled towards and what others have said about you that they feel is just you. And I want you to combine these two together and try to find your perfect one. Find what your purpose is. Once we find our purpose, it is time to start creating your angel persona. So, as we've talked about, like Victoria's Secret angels, when they walk into a room, when they walk into an audition, let's say that, I highly, highly doubt that they're walking in there with their shoulders slouched, with a baggy sweater on, looking, not looking people in the eyes because they're scared. I bet when they're going in, hoping to get a job, hoping to be the next Victoria's Secret angel, they are walking with their chest up, with their shoulders back, with their head held high, knowing their worth, knowing they belong in that room, knowing just how important that they are. Not having these self-doubts, which I'm sure, I'm almost positive that there are things they're insecure about. There are things they don't like about themselves. There are things they want to work on. There are things that are happening in their lives that maybe don't make them the happiest. But once they walk, step foot into that room, I guarantee you all of that gets wiped away. Their heads get held high. They know their worth. And they walk in as if they already have the job, as if they are already that angel. So creating your angel persona is exactly that. Finding all the things you love about yourself that bring you to your highest self. Take away anything you're insecure about. Take away anything that's going on in your life that can drag you down. You know, whatever you're going through, remind yourself that to your core, the basis of who you are is absolutely enough. The fact that you are listening to this episode and wanting to grow and wanting to become a better person, that's enough. If that's all that you feel as though you have going for you is, oh, I want to be a better person, that is what you have to take. Pull that in. Walk with your head high and be like, I'm growing. I'm working on myself. And that is iconic. That is so iconic. That is so it, girl. And so I have another question for you guys for creating your angel persona. I want you, anytime you're in a scenario that you feel as though your anxiety is taking over, you feel as though your insecurities are taking over, and you need reminding that you are that it, girl, I want you to ask yourself this question, and it's a very, very simple question, and whichever circumstance warrants it, I want you to create the question around it. So the question is, what would the blank version of me do right now? How would they act, think, and speak? So once again, talking about walking into this room, if I wanted to walk into a room that has my dream job, the question I would ask myself is, what would the confident version of me do right now? How would they act, think, and speak? So the most confident version of myself has no insecurities. It feels as though they have what it takes to get the job. They feel as though they are the exact right person for this job. No one else can compare to them. That is what the most confident version of myself. So when I walk into this room, walk into this job interview, I'm not going to walk and think, oh no, like they're going to see all the things I'm bad at. They're going to worry about everything that I'm not good. They're going to see through me. No. You are the it, girl. You walk into the room as if you already have the job. You walk into that room as if you were sent by the universe itself to be the angel of that room. You walk in with this aura of glowing light. You walk in as if you are a celestial being, and these humans who are hoping to give you the job, they are wowed by you. Walk with your head held high. Walk like you have the job. And you know, at the end of the day, if you don't get the job, it is not right for you, but walk like you have it. And I guarantee you, and I say this from personal experience, guys, every time I have ever applied for a job, I'm going to be so honest with you, I've always moved up in my jobs. I've never once had a job and then got a new job that was worse. I've always moved up in my jobs. And there has been some jobs that I have been so wildly underqualified for that I still got, because my energy because I walked in as if I already had the job. And I don't mean this to be cocky and be like, oh, forget anybody else who wants to try. No, I mean this as if you know your worth, you know how much you bring value to the company or the job or like whatever it is, to the situation, how much value you bring into it. And for me personally, even if I don't get the job, I hope that I walk away from the interview leaving them with something to think about, leaving them with something better in life. And one of the my favorite questions that I get asked in interviews is, what are you passionate about? Because then I get to talk about you guys and I get to talk about the things that I've been through in life. And I know you can just see it in their eyes. Every time I walk away from an interview, they have things to think about. They have, maybe they want to change their life or better their lives or, you know, whatever it is. I leave them having things to think about. I leave my mark as I exit. And that is how you create your angel persona. Create who you want to be. So I have four words that you can place into the blank space, whatever the circumstance warrants it. So the first one is healed. What would the healed version of me do right now? So if you're hurting, if you're going through a breakup and you are wanting to, for example, you are wanting to send a text and the text is really angry or the text is really like down bad, I want you to take a moment, pause, back up and be like, what would the healed version of me right now do right now? Would you feel as though it would be right to text the person? Would you feel as though it would be right to do whatever it is? There are so many things that I have done in the past, which now looking back on it are silly and immature, that if I had asked myself, what would the healed version of myself do? I would not do it. However, let these be an understanding that you move forward in life. So next time you're going through something, it doesn't have to be a relationship. It doesn't have to be anything. Anything that you are working through that you are kind of stopped, you had to like pause for a moment and be like, what would the healed version of me do? Take the time, come up with your answer. The next one is calm. So when you are heated, once again, talking about my my heat rage when it's hot outside, I want you to ask yourself, what would the calm version of me do right now? You know, if you're upset, if someone has done something to you, what would the calm version of you do? Take the time. And most of the time, the answer to the calm version is take time away from the situation to decompress so you can come back as that calm version. The next one is strong. What would the strong version of me do? So once again, I keep on thinking back to like relationships or, you know, whenever somebody does you wrong, but it can be many, many, many scenarios that you ask yourself this question. But when somebody hurts you and you keep on coming back for more, you keep on letting them hurt you over and over again, I want you to take a second. What would the strong version of me do? Know her worth, know how important you are, take a step back, and then assess the situation. And the final version is a version I've already talked about, which is confident. What would the confident version of me do right now? How would they act, think, and speak? So to create this angel persona, I want you to take your time. And every time a situation warrants it, I want you to ask yourself that question. Because once you are living in your highest self, and those four things are very important to become angel-like, to become the highest version of yourself, healed, calm, strong, and confident. I want you to take your time, and I want you to assess the situation and act accordingly. And even going back to the first episode of this series, Cultivating a Winning Mindset, I had asked you what qualities you think an it girl possesses. So once again, for me, I said well-spoken, well-mannered, intelligent, interesting, and authentic. So I could also use those words. What would the well-mannered version of me do right now? What would the well-spoken version of me? What would the intelligent? Take those words and create them into this persona. Moving on to the last bit of this episode, walking like an angel. Now, this is the big kahuna. This is the entire episode, walking like an angel. So I've talked about this before, but walking into a room as if you are the miracle every single person has been asking for is genuinely how you emit this it girl energy. And I don't really like promoting fake it till you make it, but I will say the more you do, the more you become. So if I feel insecure right now, let's say right now I feel very, very insecure. I'm just down bad. I don't like who I am. I don't like the way I look, whatever the insecurity may be. If I had just started acting like I am the most confident girl in the entire world. Wear whatever the fuck I want. Do whatever the fuck I want. Stay in my energy. Act like the most confident version of yourself. I promise you, within a week, you will start feeling more confident. You will start feeling like an it girl again. So within this saying, walking into the room as if you're a miracle, every single person has been asking for, I want you to challenge yourself that no matter how you're feeling, I want you to challenge yourself to every single room or situation that you walk in, walk with your head held high. Walk as if you are meant to be the answer to the questions that they have. Walk as if you are meant to be in every situation, every room, everything. You are meant to be there. And to end this out, I want you to start exuding your angel energy. I want you, once again, to start walking taller. I want you to write down, now this is a very big thing. We had written down, once again, in the first episode, the qualities we want to possess. I want you to write down the qualities you already possess, the things that you are proud of, the things that when you walk into the room, you know that is a big point for you. That is a pride point for you. You know that it is something that is a selling point. Whatever it is, I want you to take your time, write it out. And once you have these things written, it could be as much as 20 things. It can be 5, it can be 10, it could be 3, whatever. It could be 1. Whatever you feel is like you are most proud of, that every time you walk into a room, you have that to give, you have that to exude. Once you have those down, start being unafraid. Start being unabashedly, you know, prideful about it. Now, pride and cockiness are a couple different things. Obviously, I want you to remain graceful, and I want you to remain knowing that although you are meant to be in this room and you are the answer to everybody's problem, I also want you to know that you do not have to rub it in people's face. Take your time, let your energy speak for yourself. And honestly, and I am the very first person to attest to this, insecure people yell, confident people remain quiet. Because when I have been at my most insecure, I have been the one that's been like, yeah, I'm in the, like, I'm doing amazing. Like, I'm so, like, whatever. I would be so loud about it because I wanted people to be like, oh, yeah, she's confident because she's saying she's confident. The truth is, when you are at your most confident, when you are doing your best, you don't need to talk. You don't need to be loud about it because your energy, your work, your angel energy, your it girl energy speaks for itself. So I want you to act as though everybody knows this about you already. Everybody knows that you're an icon. Everybody knows that who you are is exactly what they need. So that is the end of this episode. I want you to start really cultivating this angel energy, this it girl energy. And I want to come back in a couple months. I want you guys to leave reviews, or if we create the channel once again, I want you guys to tell me how much this has affected you. I want you guys to tell me, be the it girl itinerary success stories, because I believe in you guys. You guys are already top tier, amazing people. Just listen to this podcast. You are a lucky girl. Within being a lucky girl, you're an it girl. Within being an it girl, you have that angel energy. I love you guys so much. I hope you took something from this episode. And more importantly, I hope you took something from this series because it was so fun to make. I cannot wait. I'm honestly a little sad that the series is over now, but I hope that it has helped you become the most confident, the most awesome and amazing version of yourself. So to end out this episode, I want to tell you how much I love you, how proud I am of you, that you are working and growing for yourself. And I want to remind you that you are truly, deeply the luckiest girl in the world. Have the best week ever. I will see you next Sunday with a brand new episode of the Lucky Girl Podcast. Remember to always, always, always stay lucky.